Model Test 4, Section A. 1. It doesn't make any sense to go home for spring vacation now.
That's right, especially since you'll be graduating in May.
Question.
On what did the two speakers agree?
2. Shall I bring you your coffee now, or would you rather have it with your lunch?
I'd like it now, please.
Question.
Where did this conversation most probably take place?
3. Could you please explain the assignment for Monday, Miss Smith?
Certainly. Read the chapter in your textbook and come to class prepared to discuss what you've read.
Question.
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. If I were you, I'd be more careful about locking the back door at night.
Don't worry. No one will break in.
Question.
What does the woman think will happen? 5. Tickets are $4 for adults. Children's tickets are half price.
Okay. I'd like 2 adults and 2 children's tickets, please.
Question.
How much did the man pay for the tickets?
6. Did you buy a birthday present for your brother?
Not yet, but I've been thinking about getting him a record. He likes classical music.
Question.
Which record would the woman's brother like best? 7. I hope that the bank will be open.
The sign says 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturdays, closed Sundays. 8. I'm sorry, sir. Would you please spell your last name?
Yes, it's Jensen. J-E-N-S-E-N.
Question.
What is the man's last name?
9. Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mr. Adams, please. This is Edward Miller at the Sun Valley Health Center.
Mr. Miller, my husband isn't at home.
Question.
Where is Mr. Adams now?
10. How much are these pillows, please?
$4 each or $7 for the pair.
Question.
How much does one pillow cost?
Section B. Passage 1. By 1862, telegraph communications linked San Francisco with eastern cities, and by 1869, the first transcontinental railroad connected the Pacific coast with the Atlantic seaboard. Today, San Francisco has a population of almost 3 million. It is the financial center of the West and serves as the terminus for trans-Pacific steamship lines and air traffic. The port of San Francisco, which is almost 18 miles long with 42 piers, handles between 5 and 6 million tons of cargo annually. And now, if you look to your right, you should just be able to see the east section of the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge, which is more than 1 mile long, spans the harbor from San Francisco to Marin County and the Redwood Highway. It was completed in 1937 at a cost of $32 million and is still one of the largest suspension bridges in the world.
11. How long is the Golden Gate Bridge? 12. What is the population of San Francisco today? 13. How much did it cost to complete construction of the Golden Gate Bridge? Passage 2. Man's first real invention, and one of the most important inventions in history, was the wheel. All transportation and every machine in the world depend on it. The wheel is the simplest, yet perhaps the most remarkable of all inventions. Because there are no wheels in nature, no living thing was ever created with wheels. How, then, did man come to invent the wheel? Perhaps some early hunters found that they could roll the body of a heavy animal through the forest on logs more easily than they could carry it. However, the logs themselves weighed a lot. It must have taken a great prehistoric thinker to imagine 2 thin slices of this would roll along just as the logs did, yet be much lighter and easier to handle. Thus the wheel and axle came into being, and with them the first carts.
14. Why was it remarkable of man to invent the wheel? 15. According to this passage, what might be the first wheel? 16. Where might the idea for the wheel have come from? Passage 3. I would like to begin this semester by discussing the region of the United States known as the Northeast. This region includes 12 states and a small area called the District of Columbia that is the home of the national government. The Northeast is a very important part of the United States, for although it covers only about 6% of the nation's geographical area, it contains approximately 1/4 of the country's population. New York, the most popular city in the United States, and several other large cities are located in this region. Why are these 12 states so important? In the first place, the Northeast was one of the first sections of the country to be settled by Europeans. Busy cities developed there when most of America was still a sparsely settled wilderness. Many crucial events in the nation's early history took place there. I'll be describing some of those events Wednesday in my second lecture. Today, the Northeast is a great manufacturing and trading region. Thousands of factories produce a wide variety of goods and provide other regions of the country with items they need. Many large manufacturing firms have their central headquarters here. Some of the country's largest banks, investment agencies, and publishing houses are found in the Northeast. Several of its cities are noted for their fine museums. Some of the country's best-known colleges and universities are also located in this region. Finally, the Northeast is the principal location for much of the country's international trade. In the heart of this region, in New York City, is the home of the United Nations.
17. When is the lecture probably given? 18. What is this lecture mainly about? 19. How is the Northeast described in the talk? 20. According to the speaker, why is the Northeast an important part of the United States today?